American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Federal law enforcement says there was a plot by Iran to kill former President Donald Trump. The probe began weeks before Saturday's attack, which officials say was unrelated. Here's Fox's Brian Yunus.
Fox News can confirm that in recent weeks, before Saturday's assassination attempt, former President Trump's Secret Service protection was increased because of intelligence about a credible threat from Iran to assassinate the former president. Two federal law enforcement sources tell Fox News the Department of Homeland Security received intelligence from a human source on an Iranian plot to assassinate former President Trump. It's unclear as to how far along this plot was developed.
The Secret Service and the Department of Homeland Security have been increasingly concerned about the former president holding outdoor events and expressed those concerns to the Trump campaign. And the Secret Service is pledging to cooperate with Congress's investigation of the attempted assassination of former President Trump at the Pennsylvania rally on Saturday. Here's Fox's Chad Pergram with more.
Some of the communication that was going between the Department of Homeland Security and specifically the Secret Service and Capitol Hill, that was not going as well as some members had hoped. James Comer, who is the chairman of the Oversight Committee, and he told me on Sunday that he was going to call an emergency hearing of the Oversight Committee with Kimberly Cheadle, the Secret Service director, testifying. He has issued a subpoena for Kimberly Cheadle to make sure that she appears on Monday. I have a statement here from the Oversight Committee. An Oversight Committee spokesperson says a subpoena would, quote, head off any attempt by DHS to backtrack from her appearance on Monday.
A Pennsylvania pro-family activist says she believes the failed assassination attempt of former President Trump in her state will help propel him to the White House. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
On Monday, delegates at the Republican National Convention officially nominated Donald Trump as their nominee for president. And Trump picked Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his vice presidential running mate. It is by the grace of God that the former president is alive following the failed assassination attempt in Pennsylvania Saturday. Trump was in the Keystone State because it might very well decide the presidential race. Diane Gramley is president of the American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
That's a typical Trump rally here in Pennsylvania. He has very strong support. Our concern is the election integrity. And yes, we have to get out the vote and vote in person, because the main flaw is this mail-in ballot stuff. We have to vote in person. We have to get out in mass to vote for President Trump. And I think President Trump's support here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has been galvanized because of what happened in Butler Saturday evening.
And as far as the overall election,
my husband even said right after President Trump was shot, he just won the election. Because I think that it's going to up his chances, it's going to help people who have refused to accept the fact that he's been targeted for almost a decade now, really, that they're out to get him. They're out to take him out in any way that they can.
But Gramley says they continue to fail. I'm Chad Groening.
New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez and two of his business associates have been convicted on all charges in a federal corruption trial. Menendez was accused of accepting an array of bribes in exchange for helping foreign governments. The gifts total more than $100,000 worth of gold bars, along with hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash stuffed throughout his New Jersey home. Menendez reacted to the verdict outside of the courtroom in Manhattan today.
I have never, ever been a foreign agent, and the decision rendered by the jury today would put at risk every member of the United States Senate in terms of what they think a foreign agent would be.
Menendez is expected to be sentenced in the fall. The festivities continue in Milwaukee. The Republican National Convention continues, and tonight the focus will be on crime and the border. More speakers are on the schedule, including former Ambassador Nikki Haley, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, just to name a few. Former President Donald Trump will speak on Thursday. And AFN will have updates this evening on the Republican National Convention. And that's all our time for now. Thank you for listening. Find more news at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.